Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Good morning. My name is Craig Eagleson, owner, Prestige Transformational. I'm excited to be here today. I want to thank the Connected Leaders Academy for giving me the opportunity to be here with you all and talk to you about some really important topics. I was excited when I heard today's theme, which is decide boldly and win decisively, because it ties in really good with what I'm talking about, how awareness changes everything. You know, you're always one choice away. And, you know, I think back in my life and I talk about these choices that we make in life. You know, I thought dominating meant always being the most talented. But domination doesn't come from talent. It comes from the choices you make when no one's watching. You know, domination is not an event. It's a pattern. And I learned this at a very young age in life. You know, at 17, I had life all figured out, just like every other 17-year-old. Didn't need to listen to anybody. You know, my goal in life was to play center field for the New York Yankees. Sorry to all you Red Sox fans out there. But I grew up in the New York area, and that's what I was going to do. I had good talent. I was a great runner in cross country. And what I didn't have was discipline for the classroom. You know, I earned a scholarship at a very young age to play baseball and run cross country at Coastal Carolina University in South Carolina. And my dreams were going to come true. I was moving to the next level. I had the ability. I was doing it. And then it all came crashing down. That all got lost in a moment. One moment over time. I didn't lose the dream in a moment. I lost it by one skipped assignment at a time. I lost it by skipping one class at a time, spending more time with friends than study. You know, your future doesn't collapse overnight. It erodes quietly through the choices you don't think matter. I didn't think studying mattered. I didn't think any class mattered. I thought spending time socially with my friends and playing sports were the biggest things for me. And that's not what it was. You know, skipping homework, skipping class, spending more time with my friends, all that was a vote against my future. Every small choice was a vote. I thought it was harmless, but every choice I voted against my future. And, you know, in today's day and age, you think about how do we vote for ourselves? You know, I think about all the things going on in the world right now, you know, with sports, you know, the championships happening, and I watch what people do. And I watch how people celebrate, you know, breaking TVs or they're missing work or, you know, they're so upset that their team lost. They're voting for the $100 million player. They're voting for the actor sometimes more than they're voting for themselves. Now, there's nothing wrong with rooting for your team or your favorite singer or actor. But what happens is we forget to vote for ourselves. See, everybody thinks domination happens on game day. It actually happens in the tiny invisible moments that you think don't matter. You know, think about world-class athletes or Olympic athletes or your actresses or actors. Domination happens days and years and months before the event. Olympic athletes train for years for sometimes a 30-second shot. Right now, who are you voting for? Are you voting for yourself? Are you rooting for yourself? Are you voting for discipline or distraction? What is it that you want? And I talk about this all the time. I talk about it in my book that I've written, The Power of Choice, that's coming out soon. Is it about you or is it about distraction? You ever drive someplace, you go 30 miles down the road and you get there and you forget how you got there? You made every turn. You hit the gas, but hopefully you obeyed every law. But you weren't present for any of it. Your mind was elsewhere. That's how most people live their lives. They don't remember how they got there because they made choices to not do that. Choices were being made for them, just like that drive you just took. I learned from a mentor of mine a long time ago, choice is a function of awareness. What you choose to be aware of, you control. What you choose to be unaware of controls you. You can't dominate anything that you're unaware of. So think about those challenges that you have, right? If you're unaware, you can't dominate your business. You can't dominate your habits. You can't dominate your life. And if you're sleepwalking through your decisions, you can't dominate on a daily basis. And it's those simple choices that you make every day that deliver that and get you there. So what is it that you want? You know, awareness gives you options. Without awareness, all you have are reactions and something driving you that's not driving you towards your goals or the things you want to achieve. You know, in the corporate world, corporate burnout is a realistic thing. I've sat across from 6- and 7-figure earners. Sometimes they're making that in a month. And the responses I get from them in coaching sessions or in training sessions is, I feel like I'm just going through the motions. I've got a broken marriage. I've got broken relationships with my kids or my family. I didn't know how to balance the work-life balance. I didn't know how to drive the business without the ability to live the life I wanted to live. I didn't understand how to dominate my calendar, my inbox, my to-do list. You know, I was losing the battle for my own life. Domination is just direction. It's just direction with Domination is without direction is just exhaustion. Sorry, I messed that up. All right. You know, I think back to when I was in the military and we talk about domination and confidence. And I went through basic training. I went through airborne school. And then I went to a Ranger indoctrination program to get to my Ranger unit. And one of the weeks is spent on hand-to-hand combat. And they put you in a 4x4 slab cement. And you stand there and you have to fight an individual. And you got boxing gloves on, but it's fight until somebody's down. The first fight I won. Then the range instructor comes and says, all right, we're going to add 2, 3, 4, depending on what he looks for and how you fight. And he added 4 people to me and all much bigger guys than me. Behind me, next to me, the first guy hit, I didn't see it coming, hit me near, went down to a knee. And in that moment, I made a choice. When I went to my knee, I made a choice to not give up. I made a choice to stand up and fight. And my talk about this is not about being tough on the street or being the ability to fight. My choice is I made the choice to get back up. See, confidence isn't built when things are easy. Confidence is built in the tough moments in life. And what I did is I made the decision I wasn't going to quit. Quitting would have been easier, especially with the 4 guys that I had to fight. But what I did is I got back up and I fought my way through it. And everybody was bloody and so on and so forth. That's a story for another day. But I tell you that story because years later, I was interviewing with a Fortune 500 company. They wanted me to come on board. It was an arduous interview process, 6 or 7 interviews. In the final interview, I walked in and to my surprise, there were 8 or 9 people at the table. Wow, a lot of people for one interview, but okay. I'm a confident guy, no big deal. And the first thing the interviewer said to me is, this is pretty intimidating, huh? And I looked at him and I said, what's intimidating? I said, we're having a conversation, right? He said, yeah, but it's intimidating with all these people. I said, well, if that's what you're going for, you got the wrong guy. And I told him the story about the military. And he looked at me, he goes, so I guess you're not intimidated. And I was like, no, I'm not. The funny part about this is I would work for an individual a couple years later. And she told my boss that when I got the job, she was intimidated by me in that interview. How interesting is that? 9 versus 1. And they were intimidated by me because I was very direct. I made eye contact. I answered all the questions directly. See, it's not about overpowering a voice inside you that says, I can't. Because pressure doesn't break you. It reveals what you've trained, right? I had been trained for moments like that by experiences. And we've all had that, right? But it can't train you for everything that happens. Resilience can't train you for every single moment. And I think back to 2013, when I lost my father, my father-in-law, my wife's grandmother, and our house in a fire. And we thought we were ready for anything else that life could throw us at that point, until something came that was even worse. My wife walking into my office, we worked for the same company, and telling me she had breast cancer. And in that moment, how do you respond? The worst thoughts go through your mind. All you're thinking about is what's going to happen next? Are we going to make this through this? What's going to happen? I don't know what's going to. There was a million questions. But then you make a decision to fight, and you make a decision to just move forward. And I talk about this all the time. You keep moving forward, right? All the things are okay. Throwing up is okay. Falling down is okay. But you need to get up and move forward. And when I think about what happened in this battle with breast cancer, she fought it and beat it with love and a smile. And I know that sounds weird, but that's how I see how she beat it. Because she never complained. She never faltered. She never told anybody, oh, woe is me. We never addressed to the world. Our inner family knew. They knew what happened. But she was stronger and tougher than some of the toughest guys I know or served with, because she beat it with resilience of, I am not going to lose. I'm going to beat this. And I always say she beat it with love and a smile, and she laughs when I say that. But that's how she beat it. Because a few weeks after her first double mastectomy, I went into the dentist and he smacked me. And I looked at him like, what did you hit me for? And he said, why didn't you tell me your wife had breast cancer? I'm like, well, we didn't announce it to the world. He said, Craig, I can't really believe that she just had a double mastectomy a few weeks back. I would never know. She was smiling, she was radiant, she was glowing, because in her mind, she didn't have cancer. She beat it. See, domination isn't loud. Sometimes it's like getting out of bed when you don't want to. It looks like fighting the battle no one sees, right? That's domination sometimes. And how are you fighting those battles? One choice at a time. See, you don't control what happens to you, but you always control what you become because of it. Bad things happen. Things are not going to go your way. But it's how you respond and where you take it and how you get there. And those tough times are what make people great. And it's how you respond. But you have ways that you can respond. You make the choice to fight. You make the choice to not fight. You make the choice to step back and say, why is this happening to me? Because remember what I talked about earlier, choice is a function of awareness. What you choose to be aware of, you control. And that goes for anything in your life. You can control anything you want in your life if you're aware of it. But if you're unaware of it, it's controlling you. It's making decisions for you on an everyday basis because you are allowing it to happen. When bad things happen, you're aware of it. So you can either put it all the way in the back, or you can say, no way is this happening to me. I'm going to fight through this. And when I think about those challenging times from 2013, that was a really hard time. I told you multiple things happened. Three pretty large people passing away in our life and a fire. And a good friend of mine approached me years later, not years later, months later. And he and a bunch of friends of mine, they raised some money because it was a really challenging time financially. And he said, Craig, I don't understand how you're doing it. How are you staying so positive? And I looked at him and I said, Jeff, I have one choice. I have a family. I have young kids, two little dogs. They're all counting on me to lead them through and get through this. Two little kids that just lost everything. If they saw me fall apart, what happens to them? And we talked about that for hours, but we made a choice in that time to move forward. And when tragedy hits, that's how you go. You can be upset. You can mourn. You can make the decisions that, hey, this was bad. But you can't make the decision to allow it to define you. I look back. I saw this picture a few years ago. It was 2021, 2022. I saw this picture of this guy, and I said to my niece, I said, hey, who took that picture of you? And she looked at me and she goes, that's you, Uncle Craig. And I looked at the picture and I let myself go. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, I called a friend of mine who was a bodybuilder and personal trainer, and I said, I need your help. And he said, if you're ready to get to work, let's do it. And in that time, 6 months, I lost 52 pounds. Now, I still can lose a few more, put a few back on, but I'm aware of it. I was unaware of all the little things I was allowing to control me drinking, eating what I wanted when I wanted, going to work, you know, getting up in the morning, not eating, drinking coffee without a process. I was being controlled by something inside of me that just said, do what you want to do. And when I saw that picture, I was unrecognizable. And then I saw the picture after. And if you look at the pictures from 6 months, it was a different person. But I made the decision. I made the choice to not say, I can't get out of this. No, this is not me. I'm going to get somewhere. I needed help. I got help. And we moved forward. And when you think about all of these things, I started to think about, what's my daily routine? What happens when I get up in the morning? What happens when you get up in the morning? What do? You get up and you have a routine. You get up and you check your phone. You start to doom scroll through Facebook and LinkedIn and, you know, look at all these things and what's going on in life and, oh, where's somebody else on vacation? Or do you control your day? So I made a decision because I used to be that person, but I made a decision. I now get up at 5:30 to 6, usually around 5:45. I don't touch my phone until at least 8 a.m. I get up, I stretch, I meditate, I read, I plan for my day, I eat breakfast, I get the coffee ready for the day, do some house things, but I control my day and I write down the 6 things I need to get done for the day. Those 6 things need to get done today so I can make sure I've accomplished them, because you know what's going to happen. I'm going to get to work, sign in, buckle up, and the fires are going to come. Who didn't get paid? Who's got an issue? What happens? You name it, it comes your way. And you know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You all experience it. But it's okay to deal with the fire. You have to deal with the fires, right? You have to be able to put the fires out, but you still have those 6 things you want to accomplish. And there's some guys that I've talked to within the Connected Leaders Academy. They get up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. They're winning at 3:30 or 4 o'clock when we're all sleeping and having dreams. See, because if you don't take control of your morning routine, you lose control of your life. You just start going on autopilot and moving through the motions again. I run my day. My day doesn't run me. I control the outcome of the day. I control the flow of the day. And if I feel bad about myself, I look and go, why am I not controlling the day? What am I missing? Why didn't I prepare better today? Think about your day. How do you wake up? Are you doing the same routine? Are you checking the phone? Are you allowing life to take over before you even had a shot? And that's dominating. I dominate my day. The theme of today, right? I dominate my day. The others that get up at 3:30, they're dominating, I mean, the day and a half, it sounds like. But remember, domination starts before the world wakes up. If you win the first hour, you win the day. Or do you let life control the day and say, hey, guide me where I need to be? Because that's not going to help you get the new client, get the new job, achieve what you want to achieve, earn more money, fix my work-life balance. And I've worked with clients who were in this same situation, struggling with work-life balance, but they're getting up almost when everybody's already at work and starting their day and having all these distractions. And if you make simple changes, you know, part of me, I have to do more cardio, right? If I need to put more cardio into my routine anymore. I've forgot some of that. But if you make simple changes and you put some of that stuff at the beginning of the day in that time, what happens to your day? How are you now taking time where you were spending at the end of the day not being able to achieve other things and putting simple tasks within that time where you're controlling the outcomes? Because nobody's calling you between 5:30 and 8 o'clock typically. And if they are, maybe get up a little earlier. But you control the day. You get things done without interruption. And you can let your mind clear without interruption from Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it may be. See, I win the day every day now. Now, I have to add more things in. Personally, I'm human. I make mistakes, but I have to add some more things into my day so I can accomplish more. So go back and think about, how are you cruising through life? Are you driving the car and you're getting 40, 50, 100 miles down the road and going, how did I get here? Is that life for you? Are you dominating your day? And if you are, what more can you do? How could you start to decide and dominate better? How could you make simple choices to put you and your family in a better situation? What is it that you want to achieve? Because everything I've shared with you so far today is all just surface stuff. You know, the book I'm writing is called The Power of Choice, and it talks a lot about this. It talks about how to stop reacting and start leading your life. All of the things that I've experienced are challenges. But here's the thing. No matter what has come at me in life, no matter what has thrown at me, I've always done one thing: get back up. I've been knocked down. I've been hit with the hardest hits. And do I have a story for everything? No, but I could tell you stories for days, from the military to corporate experiences to being an entrepreneur, you know, jumping out of planes, but always get back up. I always hold myself to a certain standard. I was raised that way. The military inbred that in me. Be better. Do better. But hey, you know, I'm human, just like every one of you, and I've fallen off. You know, when I put all that weight on, I made those decisions one choice at a time to put the weight on. I just didn't know it. But when I started to realize, and I realized it myself, I made the decision. Because remember what I talked about twice so far. Choice is a function of awareness. What you choose to be aware of, you control. What you choose to be unaware of controls you. When you become aware of the things controlling you, life changes. It is earth-shattering what you can accomplish when you stop the autopilot. Because we're not Teslas. We're not just autonomous vehicles. We can't go through like that. We need to make the choices to change our life and do what we want to do. Focus on what that is. Remember, domination isn't being about the best. It's about becoming your best one choice at a time. And that's what I do every day. Your life isn't built in the big moments. It's built in the small choices that you make every single day. Think about those Olympic athletes. Do they make the choice to get up years and months before their training and their event and go to practice and go to work? They can't get up the moment, the day of, and perform. Some can, maybe, but most don't. Professional athletes, golfers, they spend thousands of hours practicing to hit the ball. It makes it look easy, and you're like, man, I wish I could do that, but they spent thousands of hours and minutes practicing. Are you doing that in your same life? It's built in the small choices you make every single day. So as we get to the end here and start to wrap up, there's a few things I want to just leave you with. Are you choosing your life, or is life choosing you? You have the decision to make. I can make simple choices, or, hey, I don't want to make the choices. I'm okay with life. But what happens down the road when things happen to you that you could have controlled today? Are you putting in the work today to be world class tomorrow, next week, and for the big show? Because remember I told you, it's built in the small choices you make every day. And that's life, right? It's choices, it's domination, it's what you want to accomplish. And I've made those choices within my life. Been there, done it, and still going through a lot of it. So I appreciate your time today. Thank you for listening to me. This has been a great experience. I want to thank again the Connected Leaders Academy. Jose is a world-class individual. I want to thank all of you for being here. As I said earlier, my name is Craig Eagleson. I am the owner of Proceed Transformational. If you ever want to talk to me or reach out about anything, you can reach me at craig@prestigetransformational.com. Phone number is 973-271-6100. But it's been an honor and a privilege for me to be here today. I thank you. I thank you all. And I thank the Connected Leaders Academy. Enjoy the rest of it today. Go dominate boldly. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.